And with me today is Gwawda Edwards, who is a soprano from Wales, who's here to help celebrate the culture, the music, I'm assuming a lot of good food, and a big weekend here in Columbus. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, this is the festival, the North American Festival of Wales, which is a weekend to celebrate everything Welsh. And it happens every year it rotates between America and Canada. And so it happens in different states, obviously, in America and then also in different parts of Canada. I was last here 17 years ago, I believe, when it was in Columbus last. So it's been a long time since I was here last. But the whole weekend there's so many things going on. I'm performing in a gala concert on Saturday evening. The opening, it starts this afternoon. There's an opening ceremony, which my father will actually open. I'll probably sing a duet with him as well. And then there's a lot of seminars going on, talks about different things in Wales. There's a play about Bob Evans.
Something that nobody really thinks about here, but from right down the road.
Yes, indeed. And he was a relative of mine, a distant relative. So that would be great to celebrate. There's love spoon making, shows and things. And then on the Sunday, to end the whole festival, there'll be the traditional Gymanfaganu. Now, in Wales, we have a lot of Gymanfaganus, which is an hour long, usually, of hymn singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our forte in Wales. We love our hymns. And the Welsh over here in America seem to love that as well. And they really do grasp on to that and celebrate the hymn tradition. So we'll have two of those on Sunday, one in the afternoon and the other early evening, in the Southern Theatre. The rest of the festival, though, takes place in the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
And these are things that people, if they would like to come, can get tickets to and enjoy.
Absolutely, yes. So as I mentioned, it opens this afternoon. The opening ceremony is at 4 this afternoon. And then it just kicks off then. The whole weekend is buzzing with a lot of different Welsh activities. And, of course, there are Welsh cakes and different Welsh foods there. And a lot of us have come over from Wales to take part. There's a Welsh choir called Côr y Penrhyn, a Welsh harpist called Glyn Dafydd. There's a Welsh folk band called Calan. There's another Welsh soprano called Meinir. So, yes, there's a lot going on.
I've been listening a little bit to the folk group you mentioned too. They are really amazing. And they've been together about 8 years, so they're still kind of getting started.
Yes, yes. I think they've been over before in this, in the Welsh festival over here. But they're very popular over in Wales, so they're great.
Tell me a little bit about your career beginnings. I mean, obviously, with your dad as a musician, and he's had quite a career, there's a natural affinity for singing in Wales anyway, but specifically for performing, it sounds like, in your family.
Yes, definitely. We're very fortunate in Wales that we have the Eisteddfod tradition, which is, again, a lot of festivals of Eisteddfod, which are basically competitions, singing competitions, dancing, folk dancing, reciting, choirs, all sorts of Welsh traditional music competitions. So I was obviously brought up on that tradition, going to a different Eisteddfod nearly every weekend. And we have our main national Eisteddfod every August. And also in May, we have the largest youth festival in Europe, which is the Urdd Eisteddfod. So having that as a platform to start a career as a performer is obviously so valuable to us. But like you mentioned, my father was also a singer. So I was brought up following him to concerts, and my sister Menna accompanies us on the piano. So it's a very musical family. So music was constantly in the house. So that's how I started, and it was somehow never a choice, you know, a conscious choice for me to be.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yes, definitely. So, yes, it was nothing else except singing. So that's how. And then after I graduated from high school, I went on to the Welsh College of Music and Drama, which is a conservatoire in Cardiff. And then I went to the Guildhall in London to study my master's in singing.